SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in moments set to sign now the Lake and Riley Act into law. That measure mandating the detention and deportation of illegals who stand accused of theft and other violent crimes. The bill bears the name of Georgia nursing student Lake and Riley. The Senate Finance Committee opening hearings today to consider the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Kennedy quickly expressed his commitment to make America healthy again.
I promise President Trump that if confirmed, I will do everything in my power to put the health of Americans back on track. And I've been greatly heartened to discover a deep level of care among members of this committee, too, both Democrats and Republicans. I came away from our conversations confident that we can put aside our divisions for the sake of a healthier America.
Federal Reserve leaving key interest rate unchanged today after cutting it three times in a row last year, a sign of more of a cautious approach as the Fed seeks to gauge where inflation may be headed and what policies President Trump may pursue. Also at SRNnews.com, another incident in South Korea involving a plane where it caught fire, but nobody was killed.
But all 176 people on board have been safely evacuated. The Transport Ministry says that the Air Busan Airbus plane was preparing to leave for Hong Kong when its rear parts caught fire at Gimhae International Airport. It says that the plane's 169 passengers, six crew members and one engineer, were evacuated using an escape slide. The National Fire Agency says that three people suffered minor injuries, likely bruises, during the evacuation. I'm Karen Shemas.
And this is SRN News. There will be no more sex changing when it comes to Social Security documents.
President Trump has issued an executive order stating that the federal government only recognizes two genders, male and female. That means people can no longer change their sex on official documents, including their Social Security cards. That department has removed a page from its website that showed people who were living as the opposite sex how to make changes on their Social Security cards. Those cards already changed will apparently be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signing several executive orders focusing on the military. One directs Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their service. A transgender ban had been widely expected, and lawyers for service members who are living as the opposite sex say they will file suit. This is SRN News. Denmark's leader has visited Berlin, Paris, and Brussels for talks about President Trump's designs on Greenland.
Her trip comes as President Trump has said he would not rule out the use of military force to take control of Greenland, a self-governing territory belonging to Denmark, which is an EU and a NATO member. In a bid to strengthen presence around Greenland, the Danish government has announced a nearly $2 billion agreement with parties including the Greenland and Faroe Islands government to improve surveillance capabilities in the Arctic.
That is correspondent Mimi Montgomery, who says Fredriksen met with German Chancellor Scholz, French President Macron, and NATO Secretary General Rutan. If Serbian President Alexander Vucic hopes the recognition of his handpicked prime minister would get students to end early 3 months of protest, he didn't have long to wait for an answer. They're back protesting. More details at SRNnews.com.